thank you so much to everybody who is listening out there in the community. My name is Yenny. This is Blue Sky Radio. Today is the 27th of June. And with me from Sweden is Christian Kaspersen. Thank you so much for coming on Blue Sky Radio today, Christian.
My pleasure.
That's amazing. So how are you today?
I'm fine. It's a great day in Sweden and in summer, and that's good.
Swedish summers are so beautiful. I was going to ask you,
where
in Sweden are you actually located?
I'm located in Stockholm since like 20 years now. So, but Swedish summers, I mean, I guess it's just because they're so rare, because we have so much winter all the time that we're so happy when summer is like all the sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
and I've lived in Canada for nearly the last 20 years, so I grew up in Sweden, and I remember Swedish summers and springtime as well. It's just so amazing to see the flowers come out and everything. So, and you and I know each other, sort of. We come from the same hometown, but we didn't really know each other back then, and we have a common or a mutual acquaintance, or she's a friend of yours, Mia, who I know as well, so... I got your song here lined up. We're going to play your song and then come back and talk to you. And we're going to do a Facebook Live with our conversation. But anybody listening later, you can hook up via Facebook as well. We're going to do a Facebook Live via Blue Sky Radio there. So we'll take a little pause with Christian. And we're going to play Dancing Queen. That's so amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And prancing, work the floor. Everybody's begging for more. When I'm down, I need some inspiration. With every drop, I get a sweet sensation. There's only now, tomorrow is a lifetime away. Dancing Queen, your own reflection on your iPhone screen. And for a moment, it's just you and me, a time machine. Baby, now the world is your scene. Oh, oh, dancing queen, there's no denying you're a sight to see. You're everything you'd ever dreamed you'd be, so young and free. People take a bow for the queen. In the mood for danger, a rendezvous with a hunky stranger. No regrets, tomorrow is a lifetime away. We're in a dream, artificial manufactured. Is it pride or are we dancing to the beat of our shame? It's all a lifetime away. We'll be right back.
So it's pretty exciting, and I'm excited because I'm just gonna go there now. Here we go. So thank you so much. We're tuning in here with Christian Kaspersen, and he's in Stockholm, Sweden, and pretty awesome when we can align and connect something via the two continents here, two of the continents on this beautiful, beautiful earth that we have that we should be looking after and nurturing and thinking about each other in our communities. That's certainly something that I wanted to do this radio show about, was to connect people and kind of show the hearts that we all have. And so I reached out to you, Christian, because I really like your music and I like what you're doing. So do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners? And we're on Facebook Live, so anybody who's listening here in Kitchener, Waterloo, you can actually listen via 102.7 FM, or you can go to our website, which is radiowaterloo.ca. And I have a Facebook page called Blue Sky Radio, so you can actually tune there if you want to see some pictures. And yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for coming on Blue Sky, Christian.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah, well, I'm, like you said, I'm up in Sweden, and I've been, and I'm an artist making my own music, and I've been doing that since 2012. But I've before that, I have also worked as a musical artist and been in that. But I've been writing music and singing all my life, and I really felt the urge to do my own thing after being like working with musicals and stuff. You always have to do like, be chosen by others, and I really longed for to express my own thing, and
nice.
So that sort of, yeah, that became really big for me, because I've been, because when I was younger, I was like really scared that if I would come out as gay or something, that wouldn't be, I couldn't be like making music, because it wasn't as open. That was like early 2000s when I was having some contacts with record labels and stuff, that I really felt like, if they think of me as gay, they're never gonna like let me release any music. So I sort of like let that go for a while, and then I just felt like, damn it, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do it my way.
Awesome.
Yeah, sort of do it.
You are doing it your way too. And I you know, living here in Canada and sort of following you on Instagram and trying to stay in touch with what you're doing, your journey from how you live your life, I mean, there's so many things that happen to you, and how you go from one thing to the other, and how you develop. Like, we were just talking about one of the songs actually that we're going to be playing. You mentioned Sound Factory, that you're involved with Sound Factory, and the song Gone, Gone, Gone. We're going to hear it in a little while. But yeah, tell us more about you.
Well, more about me. Well, yeah, well, I live here in Sweden. I have a 4-year-old son with friends of mine that are a lesbian couple, and we're raising him together, and I work also work part-time with music. I make musicals with people who have different like mental difficulties, and yeah,
that's
and,
awesome.
It's really fun and creative, and I live a very creative life, and I'm super grateful for that. That's like what I hope for in life too, be able to do.
Yeah, I guess when you decided that you were going to go for it and do it your way, like, it's just amazing. It's like blossoming in a way, because I think that's so unique with people. It's kind of like when we look around the creation in a way, and we see animals, and animals are little, and like what they do, and we're surprised maybe when we see something happen. But with humans, like, our creativity comes from inside of us. Like, we all can blossom in so many different ways, and you're the only one who really have the vision for you. So, like,
yeah.
I love that about authentic people, is that you can see some really amazing things and creativity that just blow your mind. Like, you know, I love that you say that. You decided to do it your way. Like, if more people did something like that, like, imagine what a world we could have.
Yeah, definitely. I really think that it's so, but it's hard, because it's really hard to, like, to take that time and really have dare to, like, really see, like, what is my music, what do I want to express, how do I want to present myself in photos and images, and like,
nice.
And really try to find that authentic in me, like, not what I've been brainwashed with for all my life, but also to find that mix that is really you, because I mean, everyone are really unique, and but I just think you have to go through many layers to sort of get to that point. And it takes courage and time.
Mm-hmm. So who are your inspirations? Sorry for interrupting. No, you go ahead. I'll save my question.
No. My inspirations, I don't know. You know, I'm really not a person who really, like, listens to a lot of music. I have, like, a few artists and groups that I like and stuff that I get inspired from, but I'm not really, like, I'm much more of making my own music.
Nice. Just,
yeah, so, but I sort of, I mean, when I was, I'm not that, like, difficult when it comes to music. I like pop music. Like, I really like catchy, beautiful, strong pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been into, like, when I was a kid, I mean, I was really super mesmerized by Madonna. Like, when I saw her stuff, like Prayer, and that was just, like...
She was amazing. Like, I had a period, like, I have an interesting music history, too. Like, I went from, like, pop to basically, like, you know, the stuff that they played in Fagersta back when we grew up, like, all of the Rockborien, and, like, that was my music for after coming out of Madonna. I had a brief stint with Iron Maiden, and that was, like, the gateway for me to all of the heavier punk and everything like that. So Madonna is awesome. She's an icon, definitely. She did a lot for people in so many ways, and women, and for anybody that, you know, was different, really.
Yeah, and the LGBT community.
Yeah, exactly.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's so fun, because we have really, like, our stories are probably a bit alike, because when I was a kid, I was really, like, just like pop music, but then when I was in my early teens and stuff, it was, like, where we both grew up near Fagersta, and it was a pretty tough climate there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that super friendly. And I just thought I just got more and more into more, like, more harder, more aggressive music. I was really into metal.
Yeah.
And death metal and all that stuff. And I sang and played guitar and danced. And but it was really nice, I think. For that time, being a teenager is hard, and having that music to express that, sort of getting those emotions out in the music, I think it was really, really good for me that time. But I got back to more sort of pop music, and later on, and I've been really into, like, artists like Björk, Icelandic artist, so amazing, I think, and so brave, and so really doing her stuff. I mean, I don't love everything that she does, but just her way of making music is so cool and inspiring.
Yeah.
And I love Depeche Mode, that and The Knife is a Swedish band that I really think are really cool. Have you heard about The Knife?
No. They might be a newer band. I'm not sure. Maybe we can either find one of their tunes, so we might be able to play it if we have time at the end of the hour as a shout out to you. But that's what I find so interesting about growing up in a different place or being in a different place. Like, when you come to North America, like, the disconnect is still pretty large. Like, you don't stay in touch with everything. Like, when you have foots on the ground kind of thing, like, you get a different feel for what's coming, what's up and coming, like, the music that's being played, and, like, the kind of gigs that you can go to. Even this morning, I was at a jam hall, because we're organizing a Mental Health Awareness Day in the fall here in September. That's, like, and it's going to be a very diverse day. We're showing documentaries about actually how horses help people. And then we also have a concert fundraiser. And one of the bands that are helping, they're also helping with sound and some of the organizing of the bands. So I was actually lucky enough this morning. I was already at a jam session with Parallax Error. And if you have a chance, like, two-piece band, a person on bass, Kevin and Sam on drums. But, like, what they do with their instruments is, like, wicked. It's just being so... Yeah, and, like, for you that grew up in Fagersta, too, like, you remember, and you were involved with bands, like, when you're used to going to little, like, jam halls or, like, I mean, there's just so much it's so much life in live music that, like, it's just so energizing. So,
I think that, I mean, a lot of times, I think that even if you go see something that's not really your cup of tea and you really don't, like, love the music, I still get it. You know, such an inspiration just from the energy of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Music. Use something, even if it's bad, it's like, I want to go home and make music myself. It's still really triggered me, so that's really inspiring.
Yeah, the passion that people put into it, and just like there's so much serious, like just like you mentioned, growing up in a kind of a tough community, or like, you know, there's a lot of dire, like a lot of life is just like what you have to do, or hostility, or mm-hmm. whatever is going on. Music is a release of that, and like in a way it's playing, right? I mean, you say play music, well, there's a reason you say play, because the first part of music is, in a way, is the fact that you were playing, right?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, when you take that to heart, it's like, wow, that's really amazing. I love that.
And I just think that there's also like the magic that happens between people, even if you play music, or like, where I had like this really intense like photo shoot, like for this single that the Dancing Queen, or if you do sports, I don't know, but you know, when you really have a connection with people, you like just do something together in that moment. That is
magic.
That's the secret to life, to like play together, and you get in the same tune in on the same level. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, you're so right too. It's like, yeah, watching people, I guess, like playing off each other. Actually, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, I don't know if you follow basketball at all, but here in Canada, I even watched the Raptors the other day play the basketball, and like when players are really in tune with each other, and they know, they
like
anticipate, like the anticipating of movements and what's going to happen, like that is just amazing. Like that's like the next level of, you know, then you're a master.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot about that. Like, what is that? What is that? When you really tune in, and when you feel you're like in the same rhythm, it can be with so much. It doesn't just have to do with, like you said, it could be sports, it could be music, it could be art. But, you know, when you have that magic going on, that's great.
Yeah. So... So what are you working on at the moment then? What's going on?
So I'm going to release a new single in this autumn, and it's called I Want to Stay. It's going to come in like two versions, like one more stripped off version and one more dance version. So I'm going to record a music video for that this summer.
Nice.
Hopefully. And then I have, like, the plan is to release the full album this winter coming up.
Oh, wow.
So early 2020.
That sounds like a good year.
Yeah.
Right? 2020.
Yes. My God. 2020. I remember, like, the millennium.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Like it was... recently.
Time flies.
And it does. But it's really fun to like think about like the music video and how I want to do the photos and what thing we're going to do with it. I just have, I'm so lucky to work with super talented creative people that, thank God, wants to work with me, even if there's not so much big cash going on, but just because they like my stuff and we stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful.
People believing in you, and people want to be involved with, I mean, everybody has to build something, right? Everybody has to start somewhere, and you look like you got a really solid base going, and just from what I can tune into here from all the way over in Canada, like you got a lot of passion and a lot of energy and just a lot of good feel, and
thank you.
Yeah, sharing the love.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's great.
So
that's
amazing. Thanks for sharing. So do you have do you go on tour? I think I saw some video of, is this you on a cruise ship playing Dancing Queen? Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was like a lot of people on a boat. It was a LGBT cruise, and it was just so much fun. Really fun doing the gig. I got to like do my videos, music videos in the back, and it was really, really nice and such a great party afterwards. It was super fun.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Then the next day, just being out in the sun on deck all day. Yeah, super fun.
So which cruise was that though? Was that one between Finland and Sweden, or where was it?
Yeah, it was in Stockholm from. Stockholm to Mariehamn in Åland.
Oh, okay, Åland,
like,
yeah.
24 hours cruise.
Yeah, people don't...
I really, like, hate those cruises when it's not, but this was, because, you know, it's a lot of just people getting on a boat, getting shit-faced drunk, and it's just crazy, but this was a different, because it was a different people there, and it was just much more fun and love, and
yeah,
none of that.
Not just like a 24 drinking trip.
No, I mean, of course, people were drinking alcohol, but, you know, like those ordinary cruises, just, you know, people get violent, just, and like people getting raped. And,
oh my God.
It's like brings out the worst in people sometimes. So, but this was different. Yeah.
Different.
I've been doing some gigs lately, like that, but I also love doing it. There's been more like electronic gigs, but I really love doing like acoustic stuff. I've had a place here in Stockholm that I used to play like once a month. I have my own there, so I play my music, and I often invite like one guest artist who sing a duet with.
Oh, nice.
I did that for a while. I did like every once a week, I did a show like that for a couple of months, but it was pretty intense to do it all the time. But
yeah,
I mean, it's really fun just to also have that chance to just strip it all off and just me and a guitar. It's very different from when I do like a club gig with like backings, and it's also fun, but it's two different things, and I do enjoy doing both of them, get that mix, from really intimate to that powerful big electronic thing as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a bit of the best of both worlds or something like that.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully more of that. A bit of both.
Yeah. So how do you plan your summer? Do you plan tour dates? Like, do you have upcoming gigs? Like, how do you manage yourself?
Right now, I have a couple of gigs like recently, and now I don't have anything until in late July. So.
Oh, but still pretty soon, though.
Yeah, sorry, it is. Yeah, it's like 1 month. Oops. Yeah, but no, I'm just gonna be quite off for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
A vacation, a bit time in Copenhagen in Denmark.
Oh, beautiful.
It's relaxing. Yeah, I love that city.
It is beautiful there.
Canada, but it is really nice, really nice atmosphere. Super like bohemian, friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I've been to Copenhagen a few times, and I remember the one time like being on the interlocking stones in Copenhagen, and like the horses come through. I'm not sure which beer it was, like, but like literally with the wagon, and it was like, so that was just awesome. I guess that's maybe a bit of a touristy moment, but it was still pretty magical.
Yeah, but I think like people in Stockholm just love Copenhagen because Stockholm is a bit more like stiff in some way. People are a little bit more like self-aware and like nervous about not being trendy and on point. I mean, Copenhagen just seems a little bit more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just really nice vibe there.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's kind of like, I mean, I live in Kitchener here, which is sort of close to Toronto. We are our own city. There's a bunch of cities kind of growing into each other here, and it's kind of a trendy area too, where, you know, it's kind of up and coming in a way. We have a lot of universities, and Google is here now, and like all of these big companies and like communication companies. So I'm kind of a country girl at heart, and I kind of just do my thing anyways. And I find living in a city can be kind of stressful. So I always look for like my nature moments, or, you know, like I need my chill time kind of thing. Like one day I want to live in the country again for sure. Like you, I mean, growing up in Fagersta with like 12,000 people, and like the woods are like literally behind you. Like that's kind of right. It's hard to compete with that. But Canada is a big country. And I mean, here, like I've traveled through Canada actually on the Greyhound bus when I first came to Canada, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. Of course.
I would love to see it someday. Yeah. I heard so much positive things about Canada. Love to go there.
Yeah, they have amazing music scene too, and yeah, I mean, that's, if you ever come, you have a place to coordinate yourself, Otto, that's for sure. You're always welcome. That would be amazing.
No, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Toronto's awesome.
Yeah, but you hear a lot of things about Canada. It's like the country where people hear say, like, oh, if this happens, like, I'm going to move to Canada. Like, it still, like, has a really positive connotation here in Sweden.
Yeah, I guess people like Canadians. It's very, very, I don't know if you know a lot about Canadian history or even history in general for North America. I mean, there's a lot of abuse in the background and colonialism, and even still to this day, First Nations people living in some very horrible situations, a lot of drug addictions going on, and just even horrible things like kids really suffering in places. So hopefully we can make a better world together, because, I mean, it seems like there's just so much war and conflict going on that, you know, we have to kind of...
We live in a really strange time right now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So much strange things going on, like you would never, ever have imagined when I was a kid.
Like, I know. I say that thing every day. Like, I say that. I'm like, I could never have imagined that it would get this bad. Like, things that I used to have issues with, I'm like, I still have issues with those things, and now some things are getting worse. Like, you would have thought it was going to get better, but there's some really greedy people out there.
Yeah, definitely, like, racist, homophobic, like, things growing, and it just doesn't make any sense. But I mean, it's a bit sad. I think, like, a lot of us, like, grew up with a sort of picture of that things would just kind of get better and better, and people are going to be more free and more liberated and live happily, you know, and a lot of those things are just like, just a serious time. But I mean,
that's what we're up against in a way. Like, I think it also brings the best out of people. Kind of like it brings the worst out of some people based on what they have to give, I guess. And for some people, like, you know, it makes other people stand up and come together because, you know, we want peace. Like, we want to have a planet to live on. We want... our kids to go have a good school. We care about each other. Like, maybe politicians won't solve our problems. It seems like they don't. And it's kind of like it's just keeps going and going and going and going. And in the meantime, like, there's amazing people out there doing amazing things for free. So it's kind of like those are the days we live in. Like, you see some people really come out and, like, do horrible things, like, without mentioning names. Like, I never thought, like, we would live in a day, like, where the president of the United States of America is, like, this person that is a blatant racist, and misogyny is, like, what he does. And it's like, you can't even imagine. So,
no.
But then not every American is like that, right? So it's like, you can't really generalize. And I mean, if you have to judge people based on their leader, like, a lot of countries would be, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I don't know what the climate... Yeah. People talk about in Sweden, too, like, this is not really even about pop or anything, but because I'm from Sweden, and some people like to say, like, people are like, oh, what are things like in Sweden now? We heard these crazy things, and there's, like, no-go zones, like, where you can't go unless you're with police or something, and it's like, I don't know how common that is.
So exaggerated. It's just, like... That's what's happening right now. I think, like, we didn't anticipate what would happen with, like, social media, that some people are just, like, bringing out so much fake news and stuff that, like, that's not even true, and people start to believe it. And, like, we're, like, a lot of news about, like, and I mean, this is still a very good country to live in, and we have, like, a lot of good stuff happening, and of course there are problems in some areas, and it's just very exaggerated with people who want to, like, point out, like, look what happened in Sweden where they have taken a lot of immigrants.
Yeah,
look what happened, it's gonna go down.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about? Of course there are difficulties. There are when people come. It's not the easiest thing to just but they really are dark forces that really want to exaggerate the negative. Just not doing any good at all. Just, stick to the truth.
It's like simplifying what the problem is, because if somebody's going to complain about immigration or refugees, it's kind of like, if we can stop the root cause of why there's a conflict in somebody else's country, they wouldn't have to leave, because probably a lot of people wouldn't become a refugee unless they absolutely didn't have any other options. Actually, on my way into the radio today, I talked to this wonderful lady who I know. She has a business actually really near here. And we were talking about what's going on between Mexico and the United States now, and how like children are being taken away from their parents at the border, and that even babies are taken away. And it's like, in what world is that okay? How is that legitimate practice that children are losing their parents? Then if you have to turn them away, at least let them take their children with them. Don't pretend like you're going to do something and then just take the kids. Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
No.
That's a horrible, horrible situation.
Yeah, really scary. Really scary. Hope to see
better change. Yeah, me too, definitely. So, but it's nice to connect with you. We are going to play some more of your songs. While we're doing the Facebook Live, we're not going to play any music, because then they just, Facebook cuts off the audio, and I just...
Okay.
Yeah, so we can... We'll just direct people to listen online if you are anywhere outside of KW. The only way you can listen to the radio here in Kitchener-Waterloo, basically, is if you're local. Otherwise, I always refer people to the online link, which is radiowaterloo.ca, and go to Listen Live. Our radio station is a nonprofit organization. We used to be University of Waterloo campus radio. So I actually, Christian, I went to University of Waterloo. That's my university as well that I went to. And later on, years later, I became a volunteer here for this radio station, because I wanted to do a show about basically raising awareness for slaughter-bound horses and get involved with people who are helping wild horses. And it's kind of grown to be a lot about mental health, and because horses and mental health, just like a lot of animals, are good for our mental health, and horses especially are able to really teach people something new about themselves. And horses are great teachers. I don't know if you have a lot of experience with horses, but...
Not so much. When I was a kid, I so badly, wanted to have a horse and ride horses, but every time I tried it, it just didn't work out very well. I was just kicked off and stepped on. And so I guess it just wasn't for me, but beautiful, beautiful animals, and really sensitive and...
Yeah, they are. They definitely are. I know for me, as a person growing up with, I guess, situations going on in my family, I'm pretty open talking about my childhood, as far as my dad was a pretty major drinker. And so for me, having that kind of childhood, or like a dad like that, being around horses was like a lifesaver for me, where I can't imagine what my life would have been like if my mom hadn't brought me around horses, and it was something that where I could feel peace and, you know, kind of have that bit of chill time. So one of the reasons that I'm so like, I just want people to connect with horses. Like for me, I haven't even seen a horse in a couple of months, but I just really support community. And I mean, people with like disabilities or any kind of mental health problems, like, spend time around horses. That's what I would like to see. My dream is just to see communities start using horses, and like kind of like being able to bring people from the cities out, like kids in foster care, like, you know what I mean, like youth at risk. Like, I want, instead of for medication, like, imagine bringing people around animals and horses. Like, what a world. That's like my dream situation is.
Yeah.
Kids out of the cities come out and be around horses. Like, so many people are struggling, and especially children shouldn't have to.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I've seen a lot of these animals, when people can really, I don't know, something happens with nature, and when people have a hard time maybe like connecting to other humans, something very special can happen.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. We're going to play. Okay, so we have one lined up, which is Gone, Gone, Gone. And Sound Factory, could you tell us more about that?
I released Gone, Gone, Gone like 2013, I think. And then I got a connection with Sound Factory. His name is Emil Hellman. It was actually he's been on the Billboard dance charts, like number one, two times in the 90s. He was really, the Sound Factory was really big back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So he's a super cool producer, and I just love the version that he has done with my song, and that he really, like, 6 months ago or something like that. It's really good. It's been played a lot, and I love it. It's great to have a new release with the song again.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really amazing. Yeah, we're going to listen to it once we hang up the phone with you. And let me maybe take down a couple of more songs, because I know you tried to Spotify me a couple of tunes, and I don't have Spotify at the moment. So
yeah.
What other songs can I search for?
So I was mentioning my first single that I released in 2012. It's called Clear at Heart. And it's been a really important song to me that's really allowed me to play a lot of Pride events, a lot of LGBT stuff, and really become a song that a lot of people have been touched by, and I love that. Then I was mentioning my also from my first record, my song Michelle, because it's about my childhood and our mutual acquaintance with the person who got named the song after her.
Nice.
Because it's really about like our like a time of innocence, like before you're gone into school and you sort of live in your own like little Eden before you know that what is right and wrong, or before there's any judgment, and you're still a child.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
If you want to play something more, Big Black Hole is another one of my songs. But
what's it called?
Big Black Hole.
Okay. Nice. Oh, yeah, that's the one that I saw on the Facebook Live. It's one of your images that we were looking at, was Big Black Hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for connecting. Please stay in touch. Maybe next time we can figure out. I'm trying to figure out the technology. I'm a pretty low-tech person. My passion is really talking to people. And, I mean, this is radio, but because times are changing and everything, you kind of want to be able to have, like, a video chat with a person, right, when you're doing an interview.
Yeah.
So maybe the next time we talk, we can do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's do it if we both can manage the technique and stuff.
Exactly. Really cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. So we're going to end our Facebook Live so that we can play music. And if you happen to listen to this, if you're in Kitchener, Waterloo, of course, keep listening on 102.7 FM. But otherwise, you can go to radiowaterloo.ca. If you're one of the people that are tuning in right now via Blue Sky Radio's Facebook page, today we're talking with Christian Kaspersen. He lives in Stockholm in Sweden. We grew up in the same hometown or same town. We had some mutual friends, I suppose, or acquaintances. I actually gotten to know Misha since I've left Canada. Her and I are, you know, good friends at this point. So, and when I was little, I didn't really know who she was. So I'm really thankful of our friendship, actually.
Yeah,
she's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And you should tune in yourself via Radio Waterloo, Christian, right now, because that way you can hear your music played on a Canadian radio station.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, right?
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really grateful.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. Talk soon again.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Bye, Christian.
Bye-bye. Okay.
So I'm going to let people know, if they happen to be listening via Facebook Live right now, just go to our website, because Christian's music is pretty awesome and upbeat, but I can't play it via the Facebook Live because then Facebook will cut it off and cut the audio out. So if you are online, just open your other tab and go to radiowaterloo.ca and click on the Listen Live if you want to keep listening to Christian. So I'm going to end the Facebook Live there and hang up the phone, and let's play Sound Factory Gone, Gone, Gone featuring Christian Kaspersen. We are having a tech problem with the Wi-Fi, so please stay tuned. We're going to play Christian's song from the beginning.
Pushing it further away until it's gone, 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 gone. With every single song that I write, every day that goes by, I keep on moving on until it's gone, 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 gone. Wish I could see you, see you. Wish I could hear you and listen to your voice when you speak in that nasal way. Wish I could hear you, hear you. It's hard, so hard when the memory fails and is always just times that remain. But with every single heartbeat, every little move I make, I keep pushing it further away until it's gone, 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 gone. And when it's all gone, no one feelings remain. I get back in the game. Further away until it's gone, 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 gone. With every single song that I write, every day that goes by, I keep on moving on until it's gone, 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 gone. And when it's all gone, no one feelings remain. I get back in the game. I keep pushing it further away until it's gone, 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 gone. With every single song that I write, every day that goes by, I keep on moving on until it's gone. And when it's all gone, I know what feelings you made. Get back in the game. Gone, 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 gone.
That was Sound Factory and Gone, Gone, Gone featuring Christian Kaspersen, who we were talking with. He's located in Stockholm, Sweden. And him and I grew up in the same small, small town. And we have a mutual friend that, hey, in this modern world that we live in, we connected via Instagram. So I asked Christian when I was following his music if he wanted to come on Blue Sky Radio sometime. And he did. So that's awesome. And we're going to listen to Misha Lee, which is actually the girl that we, that's our mutual friend. So he named a song by her. That's pretty awesome. So thanks for listening to Blue Sky Radio. My name is Jenny. This hour we were talking with Christian. He's a Swedish pop icon. And we have a bit of a Facebook Live conversation with him. And then I'm playing his music, not on Facebook, because Facebook likes to cut it off for us. And I don't want that. So here's Misha Lee.
The only world we knew, salty licorice, never ending sun, the final countdown on the radio. Do you remember? We built a home in a paper box, and we mingle the blood like the Indians on TV. Bygone days, when Eden still was ours and the earth was spinning just for us, in an ever-flowing stream of trust, we swam till our lips turned blue, and you died, but I was too afraid. And though my memory may fail, this still remains. Say, do you remember our seaside in the sun? I believe we've been chasing after that blue-eyed approach ever since. I believe we've been chasing, chasing, chasing ever since. You and me. I remember long ago, the only world we knew, salty licorice, never ending sun, the final countdown on the radio. Before school, before the standardization had begun, we were invincible. And though my memory may fail, this still remains, remains. Say, do you remember our season in the sun? I believe we've been chasing after that blue-eyed approach ever since. I believe we've been chasing, chasing, chasing ever since. You and me.
That was Christian Kaspersen and the song Misha Lee, which is about one of his childhood friends who is somebody I know as well that actually got us connected. So pretty awesome. We're going to play Big Black Hole also with Christian Kaspersen. And there are videos for this Big Black Hole. You can find it on YouTube if you are interested.
They're gonna tell you not to worry, that you are better off alone. Pay attention to the details, endless hours by the phone. They're gonna tell you he's not worthy of a woman of your kind. I wanna tell you that I'm sorry. I'm sorry I won't be around. Won't be around. 'Cause I can't listen to your heartbreak. I won't be sucked into a big black hole. Darling, don't dwell any longer. You got to let him go. You know I can't listen to your heartbreak. For dinner, you're gonna drink a lot of wine and analyze the words he told you the day he let you down. You're gonna say that he still loves you, that he's just afraid to show, and that's the reason why it's over, 'cause you've bet him so. 'Cause I can't listen to your heartbreak. I won't be sucked into a big black hole. Darling, don't dwell any longer. You got to let him go. You got to let him go. Yours to keep. Lay down your guns and let it be. You got to let it go. You got to let him go.
That was again Christian Kaspersen. It's hard to say Swedish words in English. You don't really translate, or you know what I mean? Like, my name Jennifer is, well, that was the name I was born with. And you don't say Jennifer like that in Sweden. That's why I go by Jenny here, because it's kind of a midway in between. But Christian Kaspersen, we're going to listen to one more of his songs. And that is called Queer at Heart. And here is Queer at Heart coming up.
Young boy with the braids and the curls in his hair, trying to act so cool and not too self-aware. So hard to be young, why is it so hard to stay true? Thinking about I the only one? Am I the only one? Aha. Cause the everyday life can be a constant fight. They may take in your peace, but you still have the crown. Transgender king, queen, say it loud and clear. I refuse to carry your fear. Cause boys may come and girls may go, skin to skin and soul to soul.
Queer at Heart, Christian Kaspersen from Sweden, Stockholm. Thank you so much, Christian, for coming on Blue Sky Radio today, or radiowaterloo.ca, CKMS 102.7. That was Queer at Heart with Christian. We've been listening to a lot of his songs. You can find him on YouTube. I'm going to post out a link via Blue Sky Radio, but Christian with a K, Kaspersen with a K. And next week, we're going to have Jar Jean-Albert Renaud come on Blue Sky Radio. He is a former Motown singer who still sings and performs and makes music, and he also helps youth at risk in Baltimore at his ranch that he has. So he works with inner city kids and brings them to his stable to work with them because horses are awesome for mental health and skills building. Thank you so much and have a great rest of your day.